What you'll be able to do after this lesson. The dispatch table from lesson 3 named 5 things any RL algorithm can estimate: a policy PI, a state value V, an action value Q, an advantage A, or a model of the dynamics P. Phase 1 covered the PA branch: reinforce, actor critic. Phase 2 so far covered the Q branch, DQN, lesson 7, and refined PI, PPO, lesson 8. This lesson opens the P branch. Learn the dynamics directly. By the end of this lesson, you can explain why model-based RL achieves 10 to 100 times better sample efficiency than model-free on continuous control benchmarks, and why this matters more for robotics than for Atari. Fit a linear Gaussian dynamics model, a Gaussian whose mean is a linear function of state and action, to a small dataset by ordinary least squares, and verify that the fit recovers the true parameters exactly when the data is noise-free. Compute the one-step prediction error for a small model bias and trace how that error compounds over a multi-step rollout. Quantify why small one-step error does not mean small n-step error. Pick a model class, linear, deterministic neural net, probabilistic ensemble, appropriate to the problem. Decide when model-based RL is the right family. Samples are precious. The dynamics are learnable. You have time to plan. Why model-based RL exists. Model-free methods like DQN and PPO treat the environment as a black box. Every gradient step burns environment interactions. 50 mframes for the Atari DQN. Hundreds of millions for production PPO on robotics. When samples are cheap, an Atari simulator runs at 60 frames per second on commodity hardware, this is fine. When samples are expensive, it is catastrophic. A real robot collecting 100,000 contact-rich manipulation trials takes weeks. A self-driving car cannot crash 100,000 times to learn lane keeping. A surgical robot has no exploration budget at all. For these settings, sample efficiency is the binding constraint. The model-based pitch. Learn a dynamics model p-hat and a reward model r-hat from a small number of real-world transitions. Then use the model in 2 ways. Plan with the model. For each control decision, run the model forward over candidate action sequences, score them by predicted reward, and execute the best one. Model predictive control, MPC style. Replan every step. Imagine rollouts to train a policy. Use the model to generate cheap, imagined trajectories. Train a policy on the imagined data the same way you would train it on real data. The Dyna family, Sutton, 1991, is the canonical formulation. Either way, the real environment sample cost has been transferred to the model. If the model is cheaper to query than the real environment, you save samples. The headline number from the field. On continuous control benchmarks where SAC, a strong model-free actor-critic algorithm, needs 1M environment steps to reach a target performance, PETS, a model-based method based on probabilistic ensembles, reaches the same performance in about 50K to 100K steps. That is a 10 to 20 times sample efficiency win. Chua et al. On 2018. For real robot work, this margin is the difference between tractable and intractable. The catch, foreshadowed. This savings is only real if your model is good. The next sections work out the math of how models can be good and where they fail. The model learning problem. Suppose you have a dataset D of N transitions, each a state, action, and resulting next state, collected by some exploration policy. You want to estimate the dynamics P, the next state distribution given state and action. This is supervised learning. The inputs are state-action pairs. The targets are next states. The choice of model class depends on the problem. Linear Gaussian dynamics. The simplest non-trivial model, A is a state-by-state matrix, B is a state-by-action matrix, C is a bias vector, and sigma is a covariance matrix, often diagonal, sometimes tied to the dataset variance. This is exact for genuinely linear systems, linearized quadrators near hover, LQR control problems, and surprisingly good as a local approximation for non-linear systems. Many continuous control problems are well approximated by linearizations within a single planning horizon. The classic iterative LQR-ILQR algorithm exploits this. Linearize, plan, relinearize at the new state. Deterministic neural network. Predict the next state directly. Train with mean squared error on a data set of transitions. Works for deterministic dynamics or where noise is small. Used widely as a building block in algorithms like MBP-O. Probabilistic neural network. The network outputs both a mean and a covariance. Train with negative log likelihood. Captures aleatoric, irreducible noise. PETS uses this with an ensemble of K-5 networks and propagates uncertainty through multi-step rollouts. Ensemble of probabilistic networks, PETS. Train K-independent probabilistic networks. The variance across the ensemble captures epistemic uncertainty, how much you do not know because the data is sparse, separate from the per-network covariance capturing aleatoric uncertainty, noise that even infinite data would not remove. Use the epistemic uncertainty to reject high-risk plans during MPC. For this lesson, the linear Gaussian case is the worked example because the math is closed form. The same fit logic applies to the neural network cases with stochastic gradient descent instead of matrix inversion. Worked example, linear Gaussian fit by least squares. Suppose the true dynamics is one-dimensional in state and one-dimensional in action, with A true E0.5 and B true EOS1.0. We collect 5 transitions. To make the arithmetic clean, take sigma equal 0, no noise. The samples are: the least squares estimator finds A hat and B hat mao, minimizing the sum of squared prediction errors over the dataset. Setting derivatives to 0 gives the normal equations, where X is the n by 2 matrix of state action rows and Y is the n by 1 vector of next states. Compute X transpose X. The 1-1 entry is the sum of S squared over the data. 0 plus 1 plus 0.2 plus 1 plus 4 equals 62. The 2-2 entry is the sum of a squared over the data. 1 plus U plus 1 plus 1 plus 0.25 to 3-12. The off-diagonal, the sum of S times A equals 0 times 1 plus 1 times U plus 0.5 times minus 1 plus minus 1 times 1 plus 2 times minus 0.5, which is minus 2.5. So X transpose X is the matrix with first row 6.25 and minus 2.5, second row minus 2.5 and 3.25. The determinant is 6.25 times 3.25 minus minus 2.5 squared, which is 20.31 and 25 minus 6.25, or 14.0625. Invert X transpose X. For a 2x2 matrix with rows A, B, and C, D, the inverse is 1 over the determinant times the matrix with rows D minus B and minus CA. Compute X transpose Y M Choi. The first entry is the sum of S times the next state. The second entry is the sum of A times the next state. So X transpose Y is the vector 0.625, 2.0. Solve. The fit recovers the true parameters exactly. With zero noise and full rank features, least squares is an unbiased estimator that achieves zero error when given enough samples. This is the dual path verification. The fit returns 0.5 and 1.0, which were the true A true and B true we started with. With noise, any sigma sorrow, the fit becomes noisy too. The estimator is still unbiased. Its expected value equals A true. But the variance scales as sigma squared times the inverse of X transpose X. More data shrinks the variance. Better conditioned designs, X transpose X further from singular, shrink it faster. This is the easy part. The hard part is what happens when the fit is slightly wrong. Compounding error. Why small one-step error is not enough. A useful model has to make accurate predictions over a multi-step horizon, not just one step. Planning runs forward 5, 10, 50 steps. Imagined rollouts can be longer still. Errors compound. Consider a slightly expansive 1D system with A true equals 1.1 and B true equals 1.0. Suppose our fit returned A hat equals 1.05, a 5% underestimate of A, and B hat equals 1.0, correct. Roll forward from the initial state 1 with action 0 for 5 steps. True dynamics. The next state is 1.1 times the current state. Model dynamics. The model's next state is 1.05 times its current state. Both start from 1. 5% one-step bias leads to about 21% relative error after 5 steps, computed as 1 minus the ratio 1.05 over 1.1, raised to the 5th power, about 0.208. The error grows geometrically. Each step, the model accumulates fresh error on top of a starting point that is already biased. By step 10, the relative error grows to 1 minus that same ratio raised to the 10th power, about 37% of the true state. The lesson: a model with one-step error of 5% is useless for planning over more than a few steps in expansive dynamics. Even for contractive dynamics, the magnitude of A below 1, errors compound additively from the noise and bias terms, just less catastrophically. There are a handful of standard mitigations. Short rollout horizons. Limit the model to n-step predictions where n is small enough that compounding error stays bounded. MBPO, Janner et al., 2019, uses model rollouts of 1 to 5 steps, then trains an SAC policy on the resulting imagined data. Ensemble disagreement as uncertainty. When the K-network ensemble disagrees about ST+1, you are in a region the model does not know. Reject those rollouts, PETs. The variance across the ensemble is a usable epistemic uncertainty estimate. Probabilistic rollouts. Instead of a single deterministic forward pass, sample from the probabilistic model p-hat at each step and propagate the distribution. The variance grows visibly. You can see when the model becomes unreliable. Replan often. MPC replans every control step using the latest real state. The model only needs to be accurate for the 8-step horizon used in planning, not for the full episode. The DINA architecture. Sutton, 1991, proposed the DINA architecture. Integrate real and imagined experience in a single learner. Pseudocode. The key parameter is K, how many imagined updates per real update. K equals 0 recovers model-free RL. K equal to infinity recovers pure planning. Use only the model, never the real environment. Real systems pick a K that balances real data fidelity against imagined data abundance. Modern DINA-style algorithms, MBPO, PETS, Dreamer, are sophisticated descendants of this skeleton. The common thread: a learned model amplifies a small amount of real data into a large amount of training signal. When to use model-based RL. The dispatch table from Lesson 3 named the algorithmic families. The choice between model-based, P-branch, and model-free, PI or Q-branches, is a separate decision. Notice that LLM-based agents almost never use model-based RL. The dynamics are the world, impossible to model. The action space is the vocabulary, huge, and samples are relatively cheap. Synthetic rollouts via prompt engineering, RLHF preference data. For language, model-free PPO wins. Common pitfalls: believing the fit when the validation error is high. A linear Gaussian model fits anything, it never refuses, but the fit may be poor. Always check held-out one-step prediction error before using the model for rollouts. Ignoring the data distribution. A model fit on slow trajectories will not extrapolate to fast ones, no matter how flexible the function class. cover the state action regions the policy will visit, running rollouts past where the model is reliable. The compounding error argument is not theoretical. It bites every model-based RL implementation. Cap rollouts at the horizon where validation error stays bounded, conflating epistemic and aleatoric uncertainty. A probabilistic neural net captures aleatoric noise. The dynamics genuinely include randomness. An ensemble captures epistemic uncertainty. You do not know because the data is sparse. They are different and call for different mitigations. Using a single deterministic model for stochastic dynamics. Real-world contact dynamics are stochastic. Deterministic predictions average them out and lose the variance. Use a probabilistic model whenever the variance matters for planning. Why this matters when you use AI. Model-based RL is the engine behind several recent breakthroughs. World Models, Ha and Schmidhuber, 2018, trained policies entirely in a learned dream world, transferring back to the real environment. Demonstrated that imagined data alone could solve dynamics-rich tasks. Dreamer, Hafner et al., 2019, 2021, 2023. The canonical learn a world model, train the policy inside the model recipe at scale. Dreamer V3 achieves strong performance across 150-plus tasks with the same hyperparameters. MuZero, Schrittweiser et al., 2020, combines a learned model with Monte Carlo tree search. Plays Go, Chessis, Shogi, and Atari without being told the rules of any of them. The model is learned end-to-end from gameplay. Diffusion policies in robotics, Chi et al., 2023, many follow-ups in 2024-2025, use learned dynamics models implicitly. The diffusion noise schedule is a generative model of trajectories conditioned on goals. For language models, the situation is different. The dynamics of next token generation is the language model itself. Some 2025 work on long horizon agentic systems uses learned models of tool use or of user behavior, but the action space and stochasticity trade-offs typically favor model-free RL, PPO. For the policy itself, with the world modeling effort going into better simulators or environments. The L3 dispatch table predicted this. Pick your algorithmic family by what is easiest to estimate and most useful for the task. For language, the policy. For robotics, increasingly, the model. What you should remember from this lesson, the P branch of the dispatch table is model-based RL. Learn the dynamics P, the next state distribution given state and action, then use it for planning or for generating imagined rollouts, DINA. Sample efficiency is the main reason. 10 to 100 times fewer real-world interactions for the same asymptotic performance. Matters most when samples are expensive. Real robots, scarce data. Least squares fit of a linear Gaussian dynamics model is closed form and tractable. Zero noise data recovers the true parameters exactly. The lesson worked through this on A true equal 0.5 and B true 1.0 with 5 samples and got A hat and B hat equal to 0.5 and 1.0 to the digit. Compounding error is the dominant failure mode. 5% one-step bias becomes 21% relative error in 5 steps and 37% in 10 under expansive dynamics. Mitigate via short rollout horizons, ensemble uncertainty, and frequent replanning. Pick model-based when samples are expensive and the dynamics are learnable. Pick model-free when samples are cheap and you want asymptotic performance. Next lesson, planning with a learned model. Lesson 9 covered learning the dynamics. Lesson 10 covers using it. Topics: MPC, the cross-entropy method, CEM, for action sequence optimization, learned model variants of Monte Carlo tree search, MuZero, and the contemporary dreamer recipe.